from the Goal Prayer Book. Please turn to page 34. And if you don't have the prayer book, but you have the white binder, just go to the first page that has the daily prayers on it, and we'll be chanting the Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. In the Goal Book, it's above the words that say daily prayers. Taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha taya
ta
the four immeasurables on the same page. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings provide an equanimity free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Turn to page 37. And we'll chant the Four Immeasurables chanting version. And in the white binder, it's the words by the music notes. Sen Shen Ta mantra. He's the Buddha of Great Compassion. And then Green Taurus mantra. She's the deity of enlightened activity. We'll do 8 of Chenrezig and 7 of the Green Taurus. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Tare Tare ture soha,
Om Tare tu Tare ture soha, Om Tare tu Tare ture soha, Om Tare tu Tare ture soha, Om Tare tu Tare ture soha, Om Tare tu, dare tu, re, so, ha. Om dare tu, dare tu, re, so, ha.
Okay, the children are welcome to go to their classes.
Good morning. I think today we don't need to introduce, right? Okay. Then I think we need a set of our motivation. The His Holiness mission, every day, think us, you wake up. Today I'm fortunate to wake up. I'm alive. And I have a precious human life. I'm not going to waste it. I'm going to use all my energy to develop myself, to expand my heart out to others, to achieve enlightenment for the benefit of all beings. I'm going to have kind thoughts toward others. I'm not going to get angry or think badly about others. I'm going to benefit others as much as I can. The His Holiness said, mentioned for us, every day, wake up, we have to think about that. I think that's very important. I think if we cannot think that, but we have to think about, I try to help other people. If I cannot help, at least not harm them. If you spend day after day after day, and instead of motivation like that, I think definitely our life is meaningful. Okay? Therefore, the more we have the motivation to help others, the more we have mind of no violence. The no violence and least stress and more calm, more peaceful. Therefore, we set off something like that is very good, because I always mention here why we always set off benefit other people, because we we can think two ways to how other people are kindness to us. Okay? If you believe, like, you know, previous life and future life, then we talk about all Mother Sinji being, okay? Very kindness to us. How you know? Because this life is Mother. And, like, you know, when you look at the Discovery Channel and National Geography, right? Then how birds care about their kids. Similarly, deer, every other animals care, even they give up their life for their kids, right? Similarly, like, you know, our mom, did the same thing. Like, you know, she teach us how to eat, how to talk, how to walk, right? Especially, like, you know, whenever she got the good food, try to feed the her own kids. She do so many things for us. If you think about that, then you can think how beautiful moms, then you remember kindness. I was not one mom, also father to our parents. Anyway, if you think about that, you can, like, you know, also, like, you know, if you believe previous life and the future life, you, one way you have to think about, like, you know, how kindness old Mother Sinji beings. If you don't believe in previous life, but we are depends each other, right? Our happiness, your own, me. Therefore, if you think about that, everything come from others. You wear clothes, clothing, who made it, right? And food, car, the center, everything comes from others. Therefore, without others, we cannot survive. Therefore, other people are very, very important for us. Therefore, we have responsibility benefit for them too. Okay? Therefore, we think about, like, you know, set of something like this kind of motivation. Basically, we are going to do some few minutes meditation about, like, you know, somebody say LKM. What does it mean? LKM, loving kindness meditation and compassion. Loving kindness and compassion are very, like, similar, very similar, right? Like, maybe like something like that. Loving kindness is, like, you know, think about all Mother Sinji being happiness and cause of happiness. Like, the compassion is all Mother Sinji be free from suffering. They are very, like, similar, okay? Then we think about, like, you know, loving kindness and compassion, do some meditation few minutes. Then compassion, meditation about compassion are now very popular. Very popular in, modern meditation. I don't know how to say, very popular nowadays. Because many scientists, like, research, they find people who has more compassion, less stress, more calm, they find. But they don't know how to develop compassion. They don't know. Therefore, many scientists, very famous scientists, go to Tibet monastery nowadays. time again and again, they learn how to develop in compassion. Okay? Anyway, now we are going to meditation about a few minutes compassion. Okay? Okay, good. Okay, last Sunday we talked about generosity and ethics, first types of ethics, right? Today we are going to continue second type of ethics and third types of ethics. And the first one is like we call generosity, the Tibet call Jimba. Jimba. The sixth profession in Tibet give a lot of, people has a lot of names, sixth profession. Like Jimba, Geshe today Jimba, translate of His Holiness Dalai Lama, his name is Jimba. And his ethics is we call Tutu has also a lot of names, people's names, Tutu. And Zeba is patient. Lama Zeba Rinpoche, patient. And also like in the joyful ethics, we call Tsendi. So many Tsendi there. And Tsendi and Sote is concentration. Sote are so many Sotes. And Shirap, you know, one of the Lama Zeba Rinpoche is standing. His name is Shirap, means Visram. Okay? Therefore, a lot that. And the I think we have more this one. There are three types of morality. The ethics of restraint from misdeed. We talked about this last time, right? Last time. And particularly the ten no virtues and no virtues, okay? The ethics of Gedari virtue Dharma, that's the second one. This means if you don't receive merit, you should try to create merit. If you already have merit, try to increase it more and more. That's the second one. Now, the ethics of working for the sake of sentient being. That's the third types of ethics. This is the main point I will talk about today. The cause of happiness is working for the sake of other sentient beings. All benefit in this life and future life comes from helping other sentient beings. Therefore, very important help other sentient beings. Even though you help other sentient beings, that's cause for you. That's benefit you. Therefore, many Indian master and Tibet master always like request to us benefit others. Be practice good heart. Not for them, because for us. If you practice good heart, you have benefit. If practice help other people, you have benefit. Therefore, always ours, like, you know, the masters request to us for benefit others. Okay, there are 11 different types of way to help other sentient beings. These 11 rajanas come from the Lori Chemo is not any kind of the Lori. But from Sudra by Shakyamuni Buddha in Chattalamba on morality, that his own is already read. So that's the mid Lori, right? Mid Lori, communication, mid-link Lori for his own is commentary. Therefore, we read this book. If I read in Tibet, you understand? That's in Tibet, no English. Okay. But they have 11. I try to read from here. There are 11. Okay, first one is be a table companion. Okay. The help table find their way and give directions. I think that's not big deal now. Everybody has smartphone. They can put in GPS. Okay. Then be a company. Give to company. Okay. Then also teach others a good solution to avoid create negative karma in business, such as how to farm and so on. I think that's very important. Many people try to do something, but they don't know how to. They create more like negative karma and cause them a lot of suffering. Therefore, we teach like, you know, right way. That's very important. And giving medicine to patients. Help people with disabilities such as helping someone who is blind to find their way. Okay? Then happy people who are experiencing natural disaster. Okay. Help people doing the famine. Yes. That's very important, right? Mm. The second one is help the uneducated. Okay, that's from Sutra, Chaturlingam Morality by Buddha Shakyamuni. Okay, we try to translate, right? And it's part of the second types of ethics, okay? The teach what one should cultivate and what one should abandon, okay? Skillfully help those who are misbehaving to learn to change their actions so they can learn to avoid the three poisons, jealous, attachment, anger, attachment, ignorance. That's the three poisons, okay? This point has two goals, change the habit, and the main goal is to change their mind to always to go toward the positive. It's clear? Okay. Some people are uneducated and have wrong views that lead to negative actions, and you try to teach them right view and the right way. Similarly, the first one, right? Also, this first and second types of similar, like generosity, right? First one is like, you know, giving freedom from fear. People who need water and food, giving them. The second types of teaching. And giving knowledge is giving Dharma. For example, teach the disabled, such as the following for people who cannot hear, teach them sign language. Sign language? Okay. The third one is be of benefit. Never forget people who are kind and helpful to you, who benefit you, and don't ignore them. Offer kindness back to them. That's the third one. The fourth one, help those who are our friend. That's also similar to types of generosity. Help others to be free from fear. Excuse me. For example, help an innocent person that has been falsely accused. The His Holiness Dalai Lama said this connect with human rights. We must protect basic human and animal rights. Also, we need to protect the environment. The benefit to save life is not daily when protect the environment, but the destroyed environment leaves a lot lives gone, right? Like if you destroy foreigners, anyway, like a lot of lives dying. Like, for example, when Geshe-la and I first moved to the North Valley, we have backyard. Then I cut the grass first time. I have feeling a lot of bugs running away. Then I feel very sad. I told Geshe-la, I'm not going to cut anymore. Really, yeah. The bugs running away. We are not noticed. If we like, you know, notice many bugs suffer, even you cut like more. Yeah, therefore, this whole environment is not good because many sentient beings' lives going to kill. Then the fifth one is help people who are suffering and lost. Like talk with people who have lost loved ones, help those who are grieving, like lost their father, mother, and part of any family. Okay, that's very important. And also help people who have lost material things and relationships. In particular, help them by teach about impermanence. So on. Okay. Then many like including Lama Adisha, Lama Tsongkhapa always remind us think about time again, impermanence are very important because we all, I don't know how to say in English, anyway, it's very important to think time again impermanence, because like, you know, soon as later, maybe after maybe 100 years, we are not here. Okay? All of us gone. Therefore, during the dead time, we cannot carry anything. Whole life, we do so many things. Earn money, build the house, buy car, so many things we do. But during the dead time, we cannot carry anything. Especially our beautiful body, we cannot carry. Okay, how much we do this body? If hungry, we have to fill in this body. But it's not like, you know, just food. We need like, you know, wonderful food, good taste, buy from whole food, organic. So many things we need this body, right? Same thing like clothes. For us, very easy, piece of red cloth. But you guys need so many things like, you know, go to park, different shoes, different pants, and similarly walk, okay? And winter time, summer time, so many things. Also, just clothes is not enough. You need good brand. Therefore, so many things we need to this beautiful body, but that time we cannot carry this one. We have to leave, then we have to go. Therefore, we have to think about time again and again and again impermanence. During the dead time, what we can carry with us, how much you practice good heart, how much practice you are help other people, those things we can carry. Except to death, we cannot carry anything. Therefore, it's very good. If you think about impermanence time again, it's good. Otherwise, like, you know, you always think you are permanent. Like, for example, like, you know, for us, we see the, like, you know, somewhere accident killed the people. Over there, like, you know, government kill this and that. We not think about, like, you know, if those people, if I am, then you have feeling. Otherwise, like, look at the movie. Like, you know, it's nothing, then no emotion. But if you think about, oh, if I am him, if I am she, if I am this person, then how we have like emotion? We have to think about it. Whenever you see some people suffering, have to think about that, then help us. Otherwise, like, you know, go to movie theater, see the movie, the same, like, you know. We all try to no regard when we are dying, okay? We have to spend, like, for example, all of us need a successful life, okay? But more important, meaningful life. Meaningful life, you don't need, like, your fancy car, fancy house, you don't need those, okay? Too much, you know, you try to be successful, I think that's not good. Because how much you need more. How much you need, because therefore we need, like, you know, contentment. Contentment is very important for us. Even though you have fewer, more, like, you know, we need contentment. If you don't have contentment, then you need, if you have $100, then you need more and more and more and more. Then not bring happiness. They bring you a worry and a stress. And so many things coming. Okay. Therefore, please don't misunderstand. I think about, like, successful life is, say, not good. Successful life is very good. We need money. We need things. We are alive. But too much focus for them is not good. Okay. The sixth benefit poor people. Like, also His Holiness is saying nowadays in the world many people lack basic necessary things. Like, it is good to help people who are suffering by provide water, food, and clothing. Then, also Lama Atisha and many masters said that happy, their category of people is similar to seeing emptiness. Seeing emptiness is not easy. You have to practice life and life, many lives. You have to practice right way. Then sometimes you can see emptiness. Same beneficial, these three category in people. Like, say Lama Atisha, this statue is Lama Atisha, if people who don't know. The Lama Atisha said, travel on long journey and mother and people who are chronically ill. These three help, those three is same benefit, seeing emptiness. Okay? The first one, traveler on long journey, I think that's not nowadays we have scientists make so very fancy flight, right? We don't need to worry about that. I think we have business class, first class, and car, train, so many, like, you know, long time ago people go buy fee, right? I think therefore. But I think this case, I always think about refugee people, like Syria refugee, Libya refugee, Burma, also Tibet, like, you know, I used to refugee like last 20-something years in India. I have feeling. I escaped from Tibet to in India 21 days through the Himalaya mountain, snow mountain, forest, so many difficult without, like, you know, food and blanket, shoes, but we want seeking a better life. Therefore, I came to India. Then, after I became a geshe, I traveled many different countries with refugee edification. You know, everybody looked down. Even though you, like, you know, if you go to fly from US to India, you have to stop, like, you know, maybe Dubai, maybe some of the Euro country, you have to stop. During that time, you have to own, even though you are fast, some say, oh, you wait. I have to wait until, like, you know, people already in fled. Because then they called the office of police and they checked ours. Like, it's so many difficult, really difficult. Like, you know, I think the same thing I already told you. If you used to like infanting, then you have feeling. Like, we have one example. If you used to headache, then some people say, I'm headache. Then you knew how, like, you know, suffer. Similarly, like, you know, I used to, like, you know, refugee in India. Then generally speaking, India government is very kind to Tibetan refugee. But we have also a lot of problem, very problem. Few days ago in North India, like Arunachal Pradesh, they have a few of student, group of students, said Tibetan refugees cannot stay their state. They're demonstrating all over the state. I don't know, somebody said Chinese government pay for them. We not know, but Tibetan refugees, basically Tibetan refugees working very hard. They do whatever they have to do. They becoming like, you know, okay, then some people jealous. Therefore, now are the demonstration, but when they need go? Because they already stayed there last 16 years. But it's, refugees has a lot like in the suffer, really suffer. I'm really proud, like, you know, I became U.S. citizen. After U.S. citizen, then I travel in many different countries. It's very easy. Nobody ask where I from, where you going. I can go same like you. It's very easy. I wish all the refugees become like that. Yeah. That, yes. Sorry. The second one is mother. We already mentioned before to meditate. Therefore, I think it's very important to help mothers, grandmothers, and people who are chronically ill. The top one. I think the people who work at the hospital and take care, those are very important. Because people who come to visit the hospital, they are not happy, right? They have suffering. They are suffering, they come to visit the hospital, but nobody wants to go to happy to visit the hospital. People who come there, they're not people who, people who work in the hospital, even though, like, you know, they are showing some misbehave, try to help them because they are suffer. They are suffer, yeah. Therefore, it's really benefit, very benefit for take care of those person. Because like, same like in, you know, monks, traditionally, long time ago, monks received like, you know, Buddha call, you come here, like something like this kind, become a monk, long time ago. Then after that, some monks sick, some monks die, nobody care, take care. Therefore, after like, you know, the Buddha decided the give vows, like, from the many people. They have three Dharma friends and many different, because if somebody is sick, they have to take care for each other. Therefore, something like that, okay. And seven, you understand clear, right? If not clear, please, then I ask Chikila to read. And seven, help people who are looking for a new place to live and work. Okay, that's a kind of refugee, right? But this case, and a long time ago in India or Tibet, whenever they was born, they stay whole life. But something happy, they have to go escape like me. that time, like, you know, So in those times, you may have to ask someone with a big estate, if they could give you a place to live in exchange for work. In that context, when people came to you looking for help, the advice is to not think you are powerful or important, but better to help those people with what they need. Okay? To think about advice today, it could be used to think about how to be a good leader. Good leader. For example, for boss, do not give one the smallest salary possible without consideration for the workers. As a boss or business owner, you need your workers. It is an interdependent relationships. Therefore, you should think about how to help those who work for you. Some people in a position of power feel they can score their employees, but this is the wrong idea. Those in power need workers, and it's best if the leader cultivate a true sense of compassion and care to help those who work for you, who work for them. I have one friend in Taiwanese. He's dentist. In most the Taiwanese dentists are rich. They can make a lot of money. This guy make a lot of money, but most money he just like, you know, offering the monastery and monks and nuns. He always offering. I know him long time ago. Still, we are very good friends. Then I visit him many times in Taiwan. Then he has own dentist clinic. He has four nurses, okay. He helped them very good care. Even though they are part of the family sick, then he give money, like, you know, their father, mother, Pablo, he say, okay, send to gym, like whatever, then yoga, he pays so many things for them. Therefore, the nurses really take care of this clinic, because he do very good for them. Even though, like, you know, sometimes, like, cannot come to one day and late, he didn't say anything. They don't have any punch in and out. It doesn't really matter. Then, therefore, the nuns also, like, you know, try to get the time. Always, like, you know, yeah, he told me his nuns are wonderful because, like, you know, they are relationships. Okay. Therefore, it's now 8. Help people get what they want. If you are offering advice or try to help someone, be thoughtful about how you think with them, because we all have different personality and opinion. If you truly want to help someone, you must set your own idea aside and try to match that of the person you are trying to help. Do not criticize them, but try to offer advice in a way that they can hear. Like in a guide to the Bodhisattva way of life, Shantideva saying, if you want to help someone, you must know their way of thinking, their personality, and so on, then try to match that. If you ignore their personality, even though your motivation is good, you cannot help them. I think that's really truth. Like Amishunju, okay. Like Lama Atisha has two men Intendant, okay. The one is translator, one is the cook for him, chef. Okay, translator name is Lu Denbo. Oh, that's the man who invited him to Lama Adisha in Tibet, I think. The other one is Ami Xiongqu Rinche, okay. Talk about this story I want to share, okay. Then Lama Xiongqu Rinche, he always complain to Lu Denbo. Oh, I have to cook every single day, therefore I don't have time to practice, he said. Then Lu Denbo respond to him, yeah, you are right. I don't have time to practice neither, because I have to do voice translate to him. Okay? The same level right now. Same complaint. Then suddenly the Lu Denbo who translate, he said, oh, we are so lucky. We have very good opportunity to serve our teachers. We don't need any more like patties. There's the more than patties, he said. Then suddenly the other guy, Xiongqu Rinche, think, oh, this is truth. This is truth. I don't have to do anything patties rather than the cook for him. Like then after that, he never complained. Okay, therefore, if you want to help anyone, then think about their personality and their thinking. Then you match. Then help. Then Shanti Deva said, even though your motivation is good, you cannot help. If you, like, you know, you think you are better than them, maybe something like that, okay? Number nine is people who are doing beneficial work. Provide encouragement to people such as teachers and parents who are doing good, work that foster a good heart, faith, morality, scholarliness, and so on. Try to compliment them so they will feel confident. Rejoice in their efforts and continues doing good things. And sometimes we criticize those close to us because we want the good things for them. But it is better instead of encourage others. So discourage others to encourage them. We are saying like that. Tibet people saying like that, people who love you, you care you, their voice is unpleasant. Unpleasant, yeah. Not nice. People who care you, who love you, whatever they said, they're not pleasant, not good, because, oh, don't do this. You must do that. They always give advice because you want to they become good, right? The Tibetan people saying like that. Then the medicine good for your sickness is not good taste. Something like that. You got it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Generally, it is very difficult to change someone by criticize or looking down on them. It is much better to encourage someone who to achieve their dream and help provide constructive solution to problem and so on. The His Holiness telling like here, saying one day one mom take one kid, take to him. One mom bring her child bring to visit His Holiness Dalai Lama. Then she said that His Holiness saying like that, doing that, he give like, you know, example is not saying not good for criticize other people. Then she said His Holiness Dharma, this child is crazy. Then His Holiness said, he's really uncomfortable, this world. Then he's half his joke, half his truth. He said, oh, don't worry. He tell the kid, don't worry. We all crazy. we all crazy. He said, the one way is joke, another way is this truth. He said, then he tell so many story about that. Okay. That's not good to criticize people. They better to encourage whatever they're doing. The tenth, help people who overcome mistake using variance, and method. This point is basically about method that you use to help other feel positive regret for mistakes. Like a story of regret about drink poisons from I think this liberation of Palo of Pauka, Rinpoche said, regret is the feeling you have when you accidentally drink poison. And you see that someone else who are drunk that poison is dead. And another person is sick from that person. Now you really feel regret, right? For having taken the same poison. Okay? One person dead, one person very pain. Now, how is he feeling? Because they drink same poisons. Like, same thing dead. Actually, regret is when you practice Buddhism, you have to, any mistake, you have to, regret is very important, This feeling is not the same things are guilty, and regret itself is neutral. And regret toward a positive acting is negative, and regret toward a negative acting is positive. For example, if someone is driving without a driver license, then the police pull over you, then what happens? I don't know. Tough, right? Then will be a consequences such as community service, so many things you have to do. Then after complete done, you can again get lessons, right? Therefore, we always say mistake is our greatest teacher. For example, if police did not pull you over and did not suffer consequences, and may you not learn, bring your lessons, right? Similarly, long time ago, maybe 7 years ago, one of the Mexican monk, I think some of the he is come time again that time visit Gishigele. Okay, his name is Luzu Dede. He and I went to the, I drove, he's front me, then we talk too much. Then through the North Hill, Six Forks, they have two different camera. I knew the red is come. I cannot stop because I'm new devil. We cross the red light. Then after 15 days, you got the letter. Then I opened the letter. Then my English is not good. Then I don't know. There's from DM office somewhere. Then I took the Shira Lama. He said, oh, you got the ticket. Then I'm very worried because that time I'm new here. I'm worried because many people say if you care for otherwise you get the ticket, your glasses get point, then your injuries go higher. Then injuries, I don't pay. I did pay. Geshe-la is pay. Then I'm worried Geshe-la is injured going. anyway, then that's very good. But we talk each other. The car is very slow. But they say, okay, that's 45 miles. Smith Santi like you are 30 Santi. No point, but you have to pay for $15. Then I'm more happy to pay for $50. Okay. Then after that, whenever I drove through that way, I remember. Yeah, I learned from them. Okay. This. Then last one, help other by using magical powers. Some beings need help to be trained and time. Through the sum of miracle power. Are you guys sleeping? Okay. One most possess miracle power, but I don't know, today my mouth is Santi wrong. I cannot say red pronunciations. Sometimes my mouth is like, you know. I think that is okay. Like, you know, during the Buddha Shakyamuni many time, they have one very famous Gita playing. He's very proud. He don't want to listen to Dharma. He don't want to learn anything. But he always looked down other people. Cause that, he created a lot of negative karmas. Therefore, Buddha Shakyamuni manifest and very famous Gita playing from him playing the Gita. Then the musician realized, then he say, he think, Santi, I have to learn. Like Santi like that. That's not worry about us, because people who has magical power. Okay? okay, that's 11. Then everything up to here has been talked about third types of ethics. The ethics of working for the sake of sentient beings, as I said. This 11 points come from a sutra by Buddha Shakyamuni and Chaturlingam Morality. It is been more than 250 years that we have used this advice. It remains important for us still today. Until the here, we like, you know, finish ethics. Now we are going to talk about the patience. We still have time, right? Sorry, I read this one. Yeah, now we already talk about the generosity and ethics. Then generosity is not just giving material things. The most important things is having mind that what to give whatever you have, right? The definition of generosity. Similarly, the definition of ethics is restraint. Okay. The patient definition is patience, undisturbed mind. Whenever something happy, your mind is remained calm. I think that's very important, right? Okay. Whenever you are angry, doing something negatively, try to remain calm. Turn on the positive. That's the real Dharma. The His Holiness said, real Dharma is whenever you are angry, whenever you're doing something bad, immediately change to your mind. That's the real Dharma that His Holiness said, okay? Then, also there are also three types of patience. There are three types of patience. The first one is disregarding harm done to you. The patience of accepting suffering and the patience of accepting hurt when put the teaching into the pages. Hardship. Okay. Now whenever you whenever you practice the patience, you think about benefit patience. They have a lot of benefit, practice patience. The patience is very important as has many different, we always have think about benefit of patience, like the book said. If we practice patience, we will have few enemies, and this life and the next life, our enemy from before will become our friends. If we practice patience, we will have many good relationships, relationships we will continue smooth. For example, relationships and marriages will not break up. Our relationships will be stable. If we act out of kindness due to practice patience, our relatives will have strong relationships. We will have enjoy in our life and feel happy. That's what His Holiness said. In our life, we feel a lot of happiness and unhappiness. If we practice patience, we will have more friends. If we feel everyone is our friends and share a sense of community, we will have physical happiness, not only that. We have inner happiness and happy mind. The another benefit patient is I just like, you know, looks like everybody is sleeping. I'm tell story I want to share. Like they have copper. Okay, the wife always walk inside the home. The husband go walk outside. Whenever husband come in, they are fed each other. Okay, they are fed each other. Then wife, that she visit her friends. Then she told the situation about her family to her friend. Then her friend said, okay, I have very good medicine. Then she give more medicine, like the bottle, the small bottle. And then she told, whenever your husband come in, you put in the mouth, don't throw it away, don't swallow it, keep in the mouth. Okay. Yeah. Then when her husband show up, then husband start yelling, say something, blah, 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 blah. She can't answer because she has water here, medicine here. She has medicine here, right? Then after a few days, her husband is really like, you know, very happy because his wife's changed a lot. Even though I say very things, she's not like, you know, responded. Then she is also very happy because her husband changed, right? Then she went to her friends, oh, your medicine is amazing. Can I get one more? Then her friend said, that's just water. That's just one water. Therefore, if, like, you know, anybody says something negatively, you take the patient, don't respond. If you respond like, you know, just like, you know, a few minutes, there's a lot of benefit, she said. That's also like one of the patient's benefit. Make sense? Okay. I don't know if that's true or not. I hear somebody. anyway. Yes, same thing. If we spend our life participating, we can rejoice at the end of our life. Think that we spend our entire life trying to benefit others, be kind and nice. We will have no regret when we are dying because we spend our life well. Be kind to others. Even if we have not developed renunciation through this life, by having participation well, we will have benefit in our next life. Of course, this life too. We say, you know, when this, you know, I remember this, like in the summer, I visit Switzerland. Then, I don't know what to call, some people going to die. In Switzerland, many people going to die. For one company, organized people, I don't know how to say. Some people like getting old, the health is not good, especially rich people go to Switzerland to pay for money to die. What the call? Suicide. Oh yeah. Then this summer, I went there because one of the dam. Okay. Then when I get there, I thought, she is very sick, very old, even though she cannot walk. That's in my mind. When I got to the land, she's, everything's fun, like us. She threw the water in her garden. What? Yeah, she's like us. Then I'm really like shocked, because then I knew her, she since I came to monastery. She's very famous daughter, heart surgery. Okay. Now I knew she helped a lot of people. She's very good heart. Then I asked her, why are you doing that? Then she said, I don't have any regret all my life. I spend very well. I help other people. Even I try to, Even one second I try to don't harm other people all my life. I don't remember. I spent most of my life very well. Therefore, now I'm good health and my mind is, everything's very good. I think ready to go. Otherwise, I become like, you know, my, out of my mind. I'm very sick. I don't want other people's help. I don't want to, I don't want to give other people for hardship. She, like, her motivation is like that. I thought she's very brave. Really, like, you know, she told me like that. Then before she go, we did like, you know, 35 Buddha prayer and, medicine Buddha prayer together. Then she meditate almost like, you know, half hour. Then I give one card, give like some like holy medicine. She's very happy to go. Very happy she's run, go their company. Then after we ask them what she happy, then she ask them, give me water. After water, she put in His Holiness Dalai Lama's photo there. Then she offering water, she just meditate. Then after she gone. Like, I don't know. She's never regret. I mean, I'm not talking about death good, okay? Don't misunderstand. But she told me her life is like, most of her life is dedicated to other people, she told me. Therefore, she is not regret for to die, okay? Okay. If someone harms us or looking down on us and we do not get angry, we will have higher reward. Also, our body will be beautiful and we will be surrounded by kind people. We will have wealth and be powerful and we will respect. They all come from patience. Okay? Patience. Therefore, we call like, you know, result of patience good looking, right? Also, good looking is a very important part of the Pettis Buddhist, good looking. the one of the men, like Buddha Shakyamuni's, his nephew, also his nephew, main intendant. His name is in Tibet, like Kagawa. And in Sanskrit, his name is Ananda. Do you know Ananda? Okay, Ananda. He's very handsome. He's very handsome. And during the death time, every morning go to the three family, ask food, anyway, food. Going to ask food, not, of course, for them food, but especially for giving opportunity to live people create merit. Therefore, every time monks have to go one family, if you get one family, you have to go another one and third one. If you don't get all of this, you cannot go to fourth. You have to come back to monastery that time. Then another went to the one of the family. Then during the daytime, they carry like, you know, sing like this. Basically, they put like this box going run away. They don't kill the box from their leg. Okay, anyway, a step on box. Yeah, walking step, like sing. Also good for portage for dogs too. And at that time, he knocked the door. The one, the Indian mom, taking milk from the cow. Then he knocked the door. Then the cow is like scared, run away, threw all the milk, threw away. The mom is very, very like angry. She find one steak. Then she think, oh, 2 days I'm not going too easy to keep that monk. She wants to beat anyway. She opened the door, like Ananda. He is so handsome, so peaceful. Immediately, mom, something like that. Therefore, not only for like, you know, practice for them, also benefit for ourselves too, if you are good looking. I mean, the Geshe-la always said like, you know, like a bird and a donkey and any animals looks very cute. Because that's like, you know, one of the, has a security for their self. The people think, oh, so cute. People don't want harm, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that. Similar. Okay. And also like Chandrakirti, the one of the Indian master, he's very, very famous. He said that participation result in amazing positive circumstances in one's next life. When we participate, think about the amazing benefit of this practice, okay? Then our patience a lot, like, you know, we already 11:50s. Then also my mount is not good today. I don't know how. I did not get breakfast, therefore maybe. No, I'm just joking. How about we keep here? Maybe then the next Sunday we talk about continues, right? That's better, okay? Talking to you, so you just don't want to know what you're saying.
in the Gold Prayer Book, please turn to page 246. And in the white binder, just flip to the back side of the page and we'll read the dedication by Master Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind
weighed
down by depression. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.